As the European Union expands eastward, there is concern about one slice of Russian territory that could find itself in the middle of the EU. Kaliningrad is an isolated Russian outpost on the Baltic Sea, sandwiched between two EU hopefuls, Poland and Lithuania. While Kaliningrad should be well-placed to benefit from its links to Europe, the region is mired in corruption. Drug use and AIDS are rampant. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
Three women vacuum and polish a black BMW just off the assembly line. This is a showcase plant for the Kaliningrad region, a Russian-owned factory that provides cars for rich Russians and for Vladimir Putin's Kremlin. Here, workers assemble the cars, taking advantage of the tax breaks this region enjoyed in recent years. The director of production, German national Klaus Liske, notes another plus, the building itself. The huge warehouse in this city's shipyard dates back to pre-World War II days, when Kaliningrad was known as Königsberg in East Prussia.
This was an old German plant, and they were producing trains here in there. Yeah, that's an old German building here. And you see the construction is still strong.
Kaliningrad officials like to show off the BMW plant as a sign of what's possible in the region. But the current reality is that this Russian enclave is far behind its neighbors. The European Union is concerned about pollution, organized crime, and smuggling. Just an hour's drive south of the city of Kaliningrad, Russian border guards check each car lined up to enter Poland. Sitting in their red Fiat, Ludmila and Tatiana said they had to wait through the night. Once in Poland, they plan to sell contraband vodka. They're worried that when Poland joins the European Union, they'll need visas, and that would be an end to their business. They say they'll have to settle for low-paying jobs in Kaliningrad, and that won't be enough to support their families and put their kids through school. 25-year-old Roman, who smuggles cigarettes and gas, says he can earn at least $50 a day by going to Poland. Roman, who looks drunk, says he goes five times a week to Poland. He pays $5 to the local racket to buy a space in the line so he doesn't have to wait all night at the border. Because of the huge line of smugglers, it's impossible for legitimate business people to move freely across the border. And there's another turnoff for foreign investment in Kaliningrad, corruption. Igor Rutnikov is a local lawmaker in Kaliningrad and an investigative journalist.
We have crime like no other region in Russia. The police and local authorities are so totally corrupted, there is barely any room for the criminals.
He says the region has lost huge tax revenues because of the smuggling of amber and vodka. Rutnikov is looking to Kaliningrad's neighbors to help the region break this cycle.
My only hope is that the countries around us, Lithuania and Poland, will put pressure on Russia, that they will insist that we play by the same rules as Europe. I don't want Kaliningrad to become some sort of festering sore in the midst of the European Union.
This is certainly the image Kaliningrad has developed in Europe. There were even reports recently that tactical nuclear weapons were returned to Kaliningrad, an important Soviet military outpost. The regional governor, former Baltic Fleet commander Vladimir Yegorov, dismissed these reports as scare tactics.
Oh, you can get scared about nuclear weapons, but AIDS, tuberculosis, and drug abuse, those are the things we should really be scared about.
Yegorov acknowledges that Kaliningrad, with a population of 1 million, has some 10,000 heroin addicts and the highest rate of AIDS in the country. Russia and Europe should work together to tackle these problems, he says. Otherwise, Governor Yegorov warns, Kaliningrad won't become Moscow's bridge to Europe. It will remain an isolated outpost, unable to capitalize on the EU's expansion to the east. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Kaliningrad.